Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello there. Look, I know you're dying to listen to the latest in our crazy adventures. And let's face it, they have been crazy. Good times. But I just need to mention quickly that Roll Britannia has a Patreon page where you can find a whole treasure chest of bonus booty. And it's not even buried. You don't even need a map. Nope. Just go to patreon.com/Roll Britannia and you'll see a tier for each of your favourite scallywags. But have no fear. Despite our rampant robbery in the show, we're not actually scum in real life. We'll be using every penny to make Roll Britannia the best piratical 5e podcast out there. We couldn't have carried on wittering about for as long as we have without our lovely Patreon subscribers, and their support has allowed us to bring you some banging bonus content, like our exclusive prologue episodes, Starflower's Training Academy, our monthly paper hot off the Tel'dath printing presses. Guys, there is so much more that I can't even fit into this tiny promo slot. Our exclusive Discord where you can join the crew, see what Mr. Frostbeard has in store for you, and redeem your very own piece of crap art, exclusive merch not found in the store, and so, so much more. So please, if you've got a couple of extra coins weighing you down and you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/Roll Britannia and check out what you've been missing out on.
Previously on Roll Britannia.
I'm going to pull out one of the only personal possessions that I've got left. Purpley blue stone. Mm-hmm. And think about the last time I saw my brother Milo.
What? This is what we came here for.
Then you hear the sound of dogs.
Malrus, Milo, run!
Milo, look what I found.
Put it away.
But it's shiny and purple.
Hurry up, Malrus.
They've gone this way.
The guards close in.
Mally!
You know this guard?
He's our brother.
We surrender!
No, we don't.
Altair drops to the floor.
There's only two of you left, Mally!
You need to do something, Milo. Just get behind me. And a portal open.
Move in!
You need to go, Malrus.
No, we're both going.
Just fucking get in the portal.
Milo's just going to boot Malrus through the portal.
You see Cade fires one shot in the direction of Milo. And the portal closes.
Mally.
Cade.
I knew I'd get you again, brother.
Jeff, Derek. Malrus isn't breathing.
Wills, what is wrong?
We've lost Malrus. He's dead.
These boys say they have a captive aboard their ship. I wish him to be brought aboard and locked in the academy. Pray, who is that?
You're here, Malrus. You're alive.
You were stabbed with deadly nightfall.
How are you alive?
I don't really remember.
Chalkwell. There's a light changing people's minds.
Where is Chalkwell?
It's a long way away.
If you pose as the leader of this special unit, we'd have the perfect reason to go to the island.
Malrus will need to see Cade. We'd like him to be escorted, please.
Boys, I will arrange for a time for you to meet with Cade.
Adventurers wanted. Adventurers wanted. Sunset. Wizard's leave. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Whoever can neck a bottle of Yeastmaster the fastest will go in first.
Glug, 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 glug.
Fling open the door, grab the first one, and push him into the pub.
Methamphetamine.
All right, it's meth.
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 Welcome to the crew.
This party rages into the night.
What's going on in there?
Well, what a crew.
All caught up?
Good.
Let's get back to the action.
Last time we played,
meth!
That happened.
I haven't been fired. I am still here.
We've carved it now.
I haven't killed him yet.
We've brought him back to the table.
This one is exactly 30 days after the previous recording.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff. Let me take that again. Oh, shit. Thanks for bringing that bag of meth I asked for.
I don't know why you wanted it, but it seems to do you well.
We've got an electric shock collar.
Yes.
For Alex.
How
do
we actually get one?
Can I have the button?
we'll just put the bead in you somewhere.
Oh. Yeah. James has got the remote.
We put Alex on vibrate mode.
Or is that just the reaction of the meth? Who knows? So after all the meth talk, Keth successfully managed to get four people, didn't he?
Yes.
Eight. Oh, yeah.
I've filled the crew.
He has. True. You have a full
roster.
Yes. There's 12 of you in total, including the four of you.
Mm-hmm.
Eight people, but about four people's worth of talent.
Yeah.
One of them is excellent.
You think
three of them are cretins.
You think the rest of those people have like half as much talent?
I think there's three of them that are absolute morons.
Yes. I just felt you were giving them too much credit.
Yes, that's fair. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
A quarter of talent of eight.
Yeah.
You've only got two people's worth of talent between the eight of them. And that's fair.
Right.
She actually brings it up.
So we pick up our story. We pick up our story the morning after the night before.
Yes.
There are three figures unconscious in the wizard's sleeve. And Derek has very kindly sort of tucked them in, I guess.
Derek has tucked them in, but he's not currently there because only the Krampus is getting the meth come down because Derek didn't do any. So he's now in the forest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Left these meth heads.
Yeah.
Exactly,
just in the wizard's sleeve, you know.
Fucking meth head bastards. Don't rot my copper. As he slams the door to the wizard's sleeve. Leaves it where it is. Leaves the handle where it is.
Yeah.
Leaves the handle where he is, though.
Yeah. And Keth, you saw all this mess and went to it was early morning by the time it finished, and you decided it was time for a breakfast at Nancy's.
Absolutely. Gone for brunch.
Yeah. The bottomless brunch is still a fantastic offer. It's a little more expensive than it used to be because the economy had in the toilet.
Cost 100 gold last time.
Yeah, that's because you left a 20 gold tip.
I mean, you did.
Nancy.
And you did pay for my grab reduce. It's not my round. It's not my turn to pay for breakfast, Geoff.
Geoff!
Yes. I got you the cranberry juice last time. You can get my breakfast this time. But while you're having your breakfast, Geoff, you awaken in your lovely home with your boyfriend there.
Yes.
And you hear the sound of a little letter dropping onto your doormat. Mm. And Maurus... housekeeper, I guess.
Oh, Gladys.
Yes.
Oh, that's where Gladys comes from.
Yes.
Oh, I guess she's there.
Brings you a very similar looking envelope.
Here's Gladys.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, he's early this morning. I'll go, don't worry. You stay in bed. Slip my slippers on.
About to sleep, Jeff.
There's a jar of booze.
It's the alarm clock. Jeff wanders over, gets the letter out.
Ooh. It's a note from Timbers from the office of Timbers.
Oh.
that is inviting you both to attend an interview with Cade.
Ooh. Dictated, but not written.
Yes. it tells you where, when and where.
Excellent.
And it also tells you some dress code requirements.
Black.
Yeah, nothing too revealing.
Ah.
Can't be long sleeved.
Oh.
Masquerade ball.
Okay. So you can't see. Yeah, that makes sense. Nothing long sleeved. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. No gang signs.
and when looking at the time frame of when and where, is it sort of imminently, or have I got a little bit of time?
Oh, you've got a couple of hours before it. So time for some breakfast.
Yeah, so get a prep breakfast, put the coffee on, go back to Alan and tell him, oh, I've got a little secret mission. I get to go now. I've got to keep an eye on Malra. So you might have to take the dogs for the walk. We've got a dog now. Or he's not really our dog. He's a dog.
Whose dog is it?
So you've stolen a dog.
You've stolen
the
dog.
It's one of the wild dogs from the island that we've sort of tried to tame.
Oh. So you've got a wild dog in your house?
We just basically have trapped a wild dog in the house yet.
Trying to tame it. You've just given it a room and you just crack the door open and hurl some meat in there sometime.
At this point, yeah, it's kind of rabid. We're just hoping it'll chill out.
And I just say, become a pet. I found it, I thought it was very interesting that you as a player have now started calling him Alan.
Yeah. Because his name is Alan. Yeah.
With a Y.
It's just spelt with a Y. Yeah. Everyone else called him Yalan.
Silent Y, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alan with the start.
Y. Yeah.
It's Yalan with a Y.
Yeah. No.
His postbox says like Y and then his second name. Right?
Alan.
And yeah, everybody's looking for Alan. They get A and he never gets any of his letters.
Just thinks he's unpopular.
Yeah.
But it buys into the whole Jeff being able to make him feel good about himself. And
I skip all his mail then saying underneath, care of Jeff Silver.
Well, he is under my care now. Aren't you my little pal?
Yeah, so you get yourself some breakfast and you get sorted. You
head off to
find some appropriate attire and you head off to the location and... It's somewhat difficult to find. You have to walk through a little bit of this new township and you go to a part of town you've not visited before.
Ooh.
It looks like an industrial unit almost, I think, like a bit of a warehouse.
Okay. So I'm obviously, if it's a little bit out of the way, half as we're getting towards the edge of town, would I potentially meet up with Malrus?
Oh, yes, you sort of coalesce.
Ah.
Bump into each other on the way.
You got a letter too, then?
Yeah.
Excited? You get to see him again?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm a bit nervous, to be honest. Last time you two had like a bit of a chat, you didn't have the best time.
Well, he did kill me.
Exactly. A bit nervous, but excited.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Okay. I'll keep an eye on you and him. Watching you.
Okay.
Okay.
And as you approach this building, it doesn't look like there's anything really going on. So it looks quite quiet. And all of a sudden... Everything goes dark for you.
Oh.
And me?
Yes.
Okay.
And...
Ah!
Oh, no, you don't make any noise. Oh, no.
Yeah?
No, neither do you. Or you are both...
Dead.
Dead.
Again?
Becoming a habit for you, Maurus. No, you're both unconscious.
Oh, I've been battered over the head.
And you come to, in a darkened room, sat on some cold metallic chairs.
You get hit over the head too, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Just woke up here. People have got saying, please come here, and then knocking me out, or giving me meth, or just doing things that are generally going to alter my mental state, really.
Hit with the forget-me stick.
How are your memories now?
And from out of the darkness, you hear a voice you know very well. It's, hello, boyos.
Right, Starflower.
I mean, Timbers. Ah, Jeff, I see you are coming too nicely.
Yeah.
Apologies for all the cloak and dagger behaviour.
It was a dagger? Oh, that explains why it hurts so much. Hilts and things.
Unfortunately, I cannot allow anyone to know the location of the academy.
That's fair.
Yeah, security, you know, that's understandable. I thought we'd be trustworthy enough by now, but, you know, yeah. I understand, Timbers. We've only brought you 5 pieces of 8. A little bit of sass from Jeff in the morning there. He's got his coffee going on.
The fact that you are here at all is a mark of how much I do trust you.
Fairs.
Huh.
Very few people have ever entered here and left again.
Well, we haven't left yet, so...
Play your card right, boyo, and you might not.
We'll have this conversation later. Sorry, Tim, just continue, please. Let me live.
At least buy me a drink first, bloody hell. Apologies for my voice, I had a long night last night.
Were you part of that meth rave we are going on down?
Oh yes, I do enjoy it, I partake occasionally. Leaves me feeling a little hoarse in the morning.
What have you done to us, Alex? You made Nass our meth crackdown.
Clopsy, I call him.
For the past 5 minutes while I've been listening, the only joke that jokes I can think of are like, Jeff's got meth in his coffee. Ruined me. I'm sorry. And the podcast. back away from the mic I go.
Mute.
Yeah, please. I was tempted at the end of all that.
Right. Boyos, I have arranged for you to have a conversation with Cade in this secret location.
Thank you, Captain.
We will be uninterrupted, but we will not be alone. I have asked our chief security officer to attend. If there is any funny business from anyone present, she will deal with it as she sees fit. Is that clear and understood?
Aye.
Excellent. I want to impress upon you the gravity of the situation. Situation is this. This person you are about to speak to, for many reasons, does not exist. You still know
definitely
he is.
Definitely exists.
But to the outside world, he has been, as they say, erased.
Aye, Captain. Very clever. It's a good idea.
If you insist on discussing his existence, there will have to be steps. Do we understand each other?
Right.
Fine.
Yes. What happens in this building stays in this building.
Very much so.
Right.
I believe we have an accord. Ian.
Sounds like a bugle.
Some Morris dancers just come to get the fuck out.
Not yet.
How do you get past the security protocols?
I'm sorry, they're not supposed to be booked in until 9:30. You know when you booked.
Be gone.
The Guantanamo Bay Morris dancing.
You're staying in prison somehow.
Look, we'll put the chairs back. We discussed it last week at the committee meeting. Yes, stacked in size order.
Timbers really does have a varied diary, doesn't he? Interview with war criminal, yeah. Morris Dancing.
He's erratic because of his hobby.
Which is why the meth helps him get any edge off.
We've got to tell him off. Yes. Step into our madness.
Apparently Timbers now Morris dances. I knew that was going to be a thing.
Within the space of it, we've ruined his character.
Right, boys.
Yes, Timbers.
Yes, Timbers.
Come with me. And the light, a light above you bursts into existence. And you see Timbers stood very close in front of you. Come with me, boys.
I
Aye.
And he turns and strides away. And in much the way that you sort of see in sci-fi films, for every time he sort of steps out of the light, a new pool of light appears with a big dung.
Yeah. Nice.
And he strides away across the room.
We have to chase him to keep up with the lights.
Yes, because as he's walking away, the lights behind him are going out as well. So, fuck!
Wait up!
You're going too fast.
Then you've got little legs.
Yeah, just having to sort of step and then wait. Step and then wait. Come on.
He gets to the door and he says, boys, behind this door, you will find yourselves a table and chairs. Please take a seat.
Aye.
And for clarity, on the same side of the table as each other.
And on the chairs, I'm guessing.
Ideally, yes. Okay.
I thought you were going to say on the same seat.
Please sit on each other's laps. Spooning is preferable, but face-to-face if you so choose.
I'm sorry, but can you imagine if when you bring Kane in, me and Miles are just spooning on the table? And I'm the
There is one chair, and when the music stops...
I'll ask you all to
then you're allowed to sit down.
While the music is playing, please continue to walk around the table. When it stops, the last one to take the seat will be...
freed. Kane has the opportunity to leave, and we have to choose to be imprisoned.
I've sort of melded together like an interrogation chamber. Guantanamo Bay.
And a children's party.
And a game show. It's really bizarre.
It's Squid Games.
Yes. Frostbeard's just rubbing off on Tim.
Rule number one, never show anyone your face. Wait, no. Right, in you go, boys.
Aye.
And you step into this gloomy room and you find two more metallic chairs with a metallic table sat in front of it.
Mm. Are they like attached to the floor kind of chairs?
Are they not? No.
Okay.
That's good.
And on the other side of the table is a single metallic chair with some shackles.
Based around a little bit of... the only interrogation really that Jeff's been involved in is on Nemesis Island. And he sort of is trying to remember Derek in the good old days of coherent lucidness. And when he was...
Before he was into meth.
Before meth Derek kicked him.
Before the addiction.
Before the crampers really came out. It sort of ruined this man. And... one of the things he remembers was that he tried to make the chair sort of awkward and make it uncomfortable. So Jeff wants to just cast, produce flame and just put his hand on the underside of the chair. So it just warms it up. So it's like...
ooh, you're giving him a heated seat.
It's a heated seat, but I want to make it uncomfortable. You know when you put your heated seat on, you're like, oh, that's nice. And then you leave it on a little bit long and suddenly you're like, oh, God, I feel like I pee myself. And, oh, that's a bit uncomfortable. It's a bit hot and it starts to burn a little bit. That's kind of one of the level I want to give him.
Okay. Sure.
Do I need to roll to see the right level of temperature?
Yeah, roll heated seat check.
Natural 20.
Oh.
You get it.
Just right.
Bang on.
Just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I roll perception for see if I can see what the room... Is there any sort of like two-way glass or anything in
your
the
roll
room?
Perception, yes.
That's a 17.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Other than the three chairs and the metal table and this mirror or window, can I see
glass wall?
Can I see anything else in the room? Apparently, I can't, so it's fine.
There isn't really anything else in the room.
Excellent. That's why I can't see anything else in the room.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And so, as soon as Jeff's done this, sort of like checks the door, keeping an eye on the door whilst he's heating up the chair. Yeah, it's perfect temperature for uncomfortableness. Maris in the window, take a seat and sort of lean back on his chair, stretch, still quite early in the morning, and I wait for Maris to keep an eye on him.
Okay. As soon as you both take a seat, the light in this room brightens drastically. It's a very bright space now.
Well, I wish I'd stopped doing that.
Right? It's hotter than the sun, brighter than the sun in here.
And then there's a loud clang, and another one, and another one, and a sound like turning gears. And then the door at the other end of the room opens. And with a clinking of chains, in steps Cade. Followed by Rita.
Ooh. Okay. Thought that might be the case.
Mm.
Yeah.
Jeff's going to sort of stand up at this point and just move behind Malrus. So he's not going to be sort of almost in the interrogation, because this is very much a Malrus and his brother thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But he's just there to keep an eye on Malrus, mm-hmm. who just sort of take himself up, stand at the back of the room, sort of lean against the wall in the corner, overseeing.
Hmm. Can I roll perception to see the look on his face when he walks through?
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah, because he thinks he's not dead,
isn't he? 20. Not now.
Kay looks both beaten and surprised.
Hmm. Nice.
You're right, brother.
How are you still here?
Well, you got both of us, didn't you?
Both?
Poor Malrus. Strap him into that chair as well? That was a coward's move.
I don't understand.
What?
How?
What? Did I miss something? He said two of us, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to cast it, but I'm going to have a bit of a sort of lightning bolt. A bit of electricity just sort of forms in my hand.
As you do that, you see Rita just sort of straighten up a little bit and takes a tighter grip on her whip.
Don't worry, Rita. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to make the electricity fade.
Cade is staring at you in disbelief. How is this possible? I killed you.
I'm not quite sure to
be. I saw you dead.
I died, but I remember sort of, well, I remember everything, I think. I've got most of what Maurus experienced.
Why are you discussing yourself in the third person? You're making no sense.
It's me, brother. Milo.
What?
What?
Jeff gasps. Yes, it's the best bit of the show, and it's finally here. Don't worry about those four nincompoops bumbling about. They'll look after themselves for a bit. This part is all about you, so get yourself into the zone, for it's time for your moment with the Master. Firstly, thank you so, so much for being here. I know that you've gone to great lengths already, darting across gangplanks, scrambling up rigging, and scaling the dizzy heights of the crow's nest just to be here. So, from all of us and the Roll Britannia crew, an enormous thank you for climbing aboard. Wow, I'm staggered, Pedro. You're actually early. Wait, did you actually leave last week?
No.
Oh, so you've been here the whole time. Well, I admire your dedication, Pedro, but what I do not admire, though, is the mound of parrot crap in the corner where you haven't left my office for a week. Yeah. Now give me that shout-out scroll and go and fetch a tiny shovel, I guess, to tidy that lot up. Yeah. Disgraceful bird. So, this week's shout-out goes to Callum Tully, who commented on our Facebook post, "We're so glad that you're finding the show hilarious and that you're really enjoying it. And as for catching up, well, I know what to do, Callum. Get binging! Binge, man! Binge!" Now, just like Callum, you can have a shout-out of your very own. How exciting is that? And all we have to do, it's incredibly easy. Just get in touch with us on social media, whatever platform you like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Discord. We're really easy to find. So as long as you actually start chatting with the show and commenting on a post, a message with an idea or some sort of photo of you with your latest Roll Britannia merch, you're in with a chance of a shout out. Just get involved. Yeah. Wait, what's that on the horizon? It looks like some ships. It's a fleet of sponsorships.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
And that is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Now, if you've gotten this far with the show, then that must mean you're loving all things Roll Britannia, right? So if you haven't written one already, then why not give something back and show us just what the show means to you by writing a 5-star review. It doesn't matter whether you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, whatever. Somewhere in the near vicinity, there is more than likely somewhere to leave a review, and it'll take less time than it takes to listen to this ad break to write. And, well, it really helps to grow the show, and we'd really, really appreciate it, of course. And whilst you're there, double check that you've pressed that subscribe button, or I shall be scraping off the barnacles from the bottom of the Valkyrie with your toothbrush, apparently. Right, that'll do for this week. It's all getting very exciting for those lot, and frankly, we need to get out of here as Pedro's mountain is making my eyes water. So, let's both get out of here. Go!
How? You were destroyed.
You didn't do a very good job, did you?
We took you for processing.
Yes.
This cannot be. B.
It is. That stone that Maurus had, I think it's something to do with it.
Stone? Is that what you were stealing?
No, we were stealing something else. But he found it and kept it.
I hate you magic users so much. You just won't die!
He's sort of straining against the chains of his chair.
I'm just going to get up and lean in.
I will get you. I will have my revenge.
And I'm just going to turn and walk out of the room.
Jeff very swiftly going to follow him. He's got some questions.
I also have questions. All the questions.
I also have questions, but no voice to ask them.
We're both, because we're not there at all.
Yeah, well,
and also, you can
physically
hear
me. No voice. Yeah.
As you step out of the room, Maurus, Timbers is there. He says, "Holy Boyle, you have some explaining to do."
I told you Timbers. We weren't lying, Timbers.
No one said you were lying.
Lion?
You
there's a lion.
We told you. I told you he died. Told you Maurus had died. You didn't believe me.
I apologise, boyo. You.
Yes.
Explain.
Yeah, Maurus.
And by explain, I mean explain more.
Mainly for me.
Keth's listening and he's a fucking idiot.
Jeff's got his phone of star speech on.
Phone of star speech.
There. And he puts his teeth back in and turns his phone of star speech on again.
Yeah. Put the meth down.
So Jeff gets his stone of far speech out and just sits up to the loudspeaker.
Keth, Derek, listen. Don't talk, just listen.
It's going to be quick, though. I'm about to go through a tunnel.
Just as a player, I would like to point out that Derek actually doesn't have his Stone of Far Speech on him at the moment. He has left it.
You don't know this then.
Locked away in the Wizard's
Hall. Sam.
So that's brave, leaving it with all those methods.
Yeah. No, listen, that's why it's locked away.
You have two phones and you don't have either of them on you.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Keth just settled up his bill at Nancy's and I guess he's just walking back to his house. So he's on his own, I suppose.
Just listening.
About to go through a tunnel.
Timber says, let's take a seat over here. And then you hear the sound of bells and the distance. Shut the fuck up, will you? Oh, you don't start for another hour.
What a callback.
Got emotional development in here, you pricks. And you start you
you get some serious content.
Fucking modest answers.
That wasn't me snorting meth. That's just me laughing. I'm just like,
they're the bane of my existence.
Them and those crusty jugglers.
Crusty jugglers.
I like the idea that the Morris dancers are sort of like the duck, but for him.
We don't know what you're on about, Tim.
You stride back to those chairs you first first awakened in. And take a seat. And Timbers stands in front of you, and he's still shorter than you. And but somehow larger than you in his charisma.
Presence.
Yes. This is, right. Tell me everything. How are you alive?
Well, as far as I can gather, Maurus had a stone. Some sort of magical stone. And, well...
Kidney stone.
Did he birth it?
He did not birth it. I'm going to start this again. Yeah.
As soon as you said Maurus had a stone, all of us had a collective thought, kidney stone.
Genuinely, even I thought, and if I had the energy, I'd have done it. You know me.
You'd have jumped it? No, don't believe that, Alex.
That purple stone that Maurus had.
Aye.
A bit more different. That purple stone. No, that's that same, isn't it?
By the way, I've reached the point where we just do takes.
James has said the editing.
I'm so tired.
Same. Mark. It's all right. We almost do this, man. Should we just end like when?
No.
This episode, we're not. How?
Well, 28 minutes in, but okay, probably only like 24 minutes in. What voice was I doing? I've lost my complete track.
You only do one voice, so just do that voice.
You just Maurus talk.
The stone that Maurus had, the purple one.
Aye.
It was some sort of magical device. It seemed to have trapped my life force in it after Kate got rid of me at the art facility. And everything, really... I remember all of Maurus's recent memories since the Tel'Dath.
I see. You were in one of the arcs.
Yes.
How did you escape from there? I don't know anyone that has managed to. The poor souls that get taken to those facilities never see the light of day again.
I'm not sure. The last thing I remember, I was being strapped to some sort of arcane device. And then I was with Maurus. And I could see everything.
This is a matter for much cogitation. I must insist that you do not tell others that this is the case. I require you, please, to insist to others that you are in fact Maurus. If you go around telling people you are Milo, and that you have escaped from facilities of the Empire, and you have possessed the body of a fallen brother, fear may be uncontrollable. I must know more. Research to be done. But I have my suspicions about something.
I'm just going to shoot my glaze over towards Jeff and go, what about him?
I suspect
Jeff's eyes widen. He's sitting there holding his stone of Osby, slowly puts it down to his side.
Given that he was here when you told us, and by the looks of things, he has been on the stones to your other comrades as well, I'm hoping that he has not rung every pirate and miscreant on this island.
Just the four, what I'd like to cross, main of us, really. I just want everyone to be the same. We're an open group of friends, and we trust each other normally, Maurus.
So just the ones that, if you were a movie, for example, would be named on the movie poster.
Yeah, key featured people, right. Really.
The starring roles of your life.
Exactly, yeah.
Or you'll hear from, the tinny sort of speaker from the Stone of Fast speech. the if you imagine Kef was walking back to his house with a takeout coffee, just hear a as he's heard all this go on. And the thunk because he's dropped
that,
the phone.
Was that the fart noise? Yeah, it was just actually the phone, stone of fast speech.
This is rocks Kef's world, isn't it? What's happened that you overheard?
It was perfectly timed. It was perfectly timed to the first sip as well, and he's really looking forward to it.
So then, I guess there are a few administrative things that I must deal with.
I guess.
Not least among which is, what do I call you? Malrus or Milo?
Well,
perhaps I shall insist on just calling you Captain Toss Cobble.
Fair.
We could call you M like we did that one time. That'll work for both fronts. And then people won't ask questions.
I guess.
Trying to keep it under wraps, aren't we?
I'm sorry, I'm really trying to hold it together because all I could see was Alex's head just bobbing up and down in front of Chip there.
Yeah. I'm sat like this.
All I could hear was your head going up and down.
That's right, he was just getting his starter.
Just out the corner of my eye, all I can see is whoop, whoop, whoop.
Object permanence, Alex has left the
podcast. Sorry, out of mind.
He's laying down next to a half-eaten plate of bacon and eggs.
Where's my phone? I'm gonna follow that. This is what we've done to Alex. Yeah, just the weekend.
What a mess.
So then,
I am listening. Sorry.
Captain Toscobble.
Timbers.
Perhaps M.
I mean, I thought you'd be a little bit happier to see me.
I have never met you before. Not in this life. Do we understand each other, Captain Toss Cobble?
Yes, Captain Timbers.
No. Sorry.
Jeffrey, as I aforementioned, this is Malrus. Do we understand each other?
Yes, Captain.
Therefore, I have never met him before.
Ah, yes, Captain.
Before we started sailing together, the same day I met you was the first day I met this man you see before you.
Yes, Captain.
Right, and for your information, you never paid me for that first voyage, Milo.
Sorry, Captain.
I don't believe that for a second. Why the fuck do you think I kept your property?
Oh, God, there's so many questions.
And there's so many questions.
Right, my point stands. Apart from you four, I assume the four of you are listening, but I have no way of knowing. To everybody else, this is Malrus. You will continue to treat him the same. You will not discuss his erstwhile existence with anybody. Do I make myself plain and clear?
Aye, Captain.
Keth is fallen over on the floor, the phone next to his ear, with the starting part. She goes,
yeah, yes.
Good. Right. That makes things simpler. I will keep my eye on you, as the same way I keep my eye on anyone who owes me money. But you can yet earn my trust.
Okay.
Prove yourself to me, young Milo, and we will not have a problem. And pay me back for that damn voyage.
I will do.
Make sure you do.
You can take it out of the next cut.
For this, also next, I am sorry.
Why, what do you mean?
You both black out.
That's the end of Maros's arc.
You both black out.
Yeah.
And the two of you reawaken in that alleyway. Lying on the ground.
Jeff sort of scuffles. As soon as he wakes up, he sort of looks around, sees.
Off in the distance, you hear the jingling of bells.
Oh, God.
The clashing of sticks.
Was it the Morris dancers that did that?
Yeah. They just keep clocking us over the head. Come on, hurry up. We need to practice.
They're trying to recruit and they're all out of meth.
We've got some bells. It doesn't do it. It's not like meth. As soon as Jeff wakes up, he sees sort of M, I suppose. He sort of scoots backwards away from him a little bit.
bit and very quickly gets himself to his feet. And he's just going to produce flame in his hands and just sort of go, "What is going on? You're coming with me right now.
We were told not to discuss it."
"Yeah, that's fine. With anyone else, I'm not taking you anywhere other than to Derek and Kath right now. We have gone through too much for this to be sprung on us like this. Kath, I'll meet you at the Fallen Cleric."
Kath's not still on the phone. It's been like 15 minutes since he last heard from you.
You knocked out of the phone. Then I'll get the stone of fast speech up and just go, "Kath, quite important. And Derek, if you're on the lines, I'll meet you at the Fallen Cleric ASAP. I'm going to bring our friend."
Kath has been like running around for the last 15 minutes, like trying to find Derek. Because he's been, because like this incredible stone of fast speech phone call, and then it all went dead. So he's in a blind panic. Can't get hold of you. Yeah. Don't know where you guys on. Obviously, Derek wasn't on the call, so he's just been running around. Can't find the wizard's sleeve.
The wizard's sleeve's in the same place.
Okay, fine. But he's been like just running around going,
"Have you checked inside the wizard's sleeve?"
He was about to, I suppose. Wither's sleeve is at the other end. He's in a remote part of the island, from that.
What, near Nancy's, that, near that coffee house. Shop?
Yeah.
He's in. How are they serving there? Never mind.
So, what? You're back. You're okay.
Yeah. I'm fine. They keep hitting us over the head, but you know, that's sort of standard practice with Timbers and all of his friends. So, well, anyway, I've got Malrus here, and we're just going to go and have. I think we should all have a little bit of a chat, catch up, don't you? Back up.
I'll see you with the cleric.
The Fallen Cleric.
I'm on my way.
Don't bring any of the other crew. None of the other eight that you've recruited, don't bring them.
No, they're all lunatics.
Okay.
any puts up a
stand fire. Especially Maureen.
Ken clicks off and he's on his way.
So, Jeff is going to lead Malrus towards the Fallen Cleric. So casually keeping flame. His hands drop to his side, but flame is still there, ready to sort of bring up if needed, if anything went wrong.
I'm just going to do a very obvious couple of sparks of electricity from both hands just to shit him up a little bit.
Go on. Roll intimidation.
Go on, shit me right up.
Please.
Well, not particularly shit him up, just to make him a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I already am uncomfortable.
it's just that chair you've been sat in for 30
years. That's an 18.
That's what makes you uncomfortable.
18. That would, I assume. I'm not, I don't know. Can I contest it with anything? Do I contest that?
Constitution, I guess?
That's 19. So.
He's not really. That shit up.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm laser focused on the fact that you are being weird and saying that you're not you and this is weird. So I'm getting you back to everyone, especially Keth, who will just massacre anyone that just gets rid of, you know, stands in our way. So, get you back to Keth is my main concern. And yeah.
Mind you got through the line of that coffee shop really quickly. And he didn't have to pay for it.
He just walked in, there was one on the side, and he just went, "Mine."
He's a minesweeper.
He says Katie on the side. He's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that'll work.
It's just Kathy, and he's like, oh, that'll do.
That yeah, must be mine. hopefully get back to that. Unless Keth is going to get Derek, and unless Derek has heard any of these calls, Derek, I don't know what you're doing.
It depends entirely whether you check the wizard's sleeve or not.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's totally reasonable.
Would you? Because if you got that phone call from me,
I would just assume that you was told Derek.
Well, yeah, because
he made a phone call and then he couldn't find Derek and he's running about.
Yeah, but would you not find it suspicious that he's not said anything at all? At all?
Not always. Sometimes he's, you know, sometimes he does go stealthy, he does go quiet, he does sneak around, he might be in the middle.
That phone call, though.
Yeah, potentially. Maybe he's shell-shocked.
Interesting.
Keth was in a panic and...
I've got my own thing, yeah.
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 At this point, where is the little clockwork dragon?
It's with you.
Okay.
Maybe it's in the wizard's sleeve.
Is it still perched on my shoulder this whole time?
How's itself about yourself?
Okay.
Yeah. In your pocket, on your shoulder?
Yep.
To Rex.
Under your duck?
We'll get there.
Ooh, yeah.
I see Kath. I forgot about waiting for me.
Is that it?
And is Derek down below?
No, I thought you called him.
Is he... Oh, okay.
can you go get him? Last time I saw him, he was doing a load of meth at the wizard's sleeve with the Krampus or something. Can you just go quickly grab him and, or go grab the wizard's sleeve, just bring it here. And then if he's unconscious or something, we can just dump him out and deal with it then. I'm going to keep him here. Malrus. I'm going to keep Malrus here until you're back. Be quick, please.
Yes. And then Kether goes to run off, but he'll be like eyeing M with suspicion as he like goes to walk past him, and then he'll run off and go and get the wizard's sleeve where he remembers it was. And then he shall be returning.
But you're just going to get the wizard's sleeve.
Well, I'll go to the door. I'll go to the handle, pull it open, and shout, Derek, you in here?
Inside, you see you see the bag,
mm-hmm.
right?
Of meth.
Riding on the. I'm just trying to think how the actual transformation works. You don't see the bag. You see the three people that you recruited are all, you know, fast. They have crashed. They are fast asleep.
They're on the come down.
You see Derek's like new jacket, whatever that he bought from Argus, is hung quite neatly over the back of a chair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't see his stones of fast speech. You don't see him at all. But the Chesterfield that he bought since we'd been back on the island have now been slashed open. All the copper's been ripped out of the walls.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. The wizard sleeve looks worse than it did when it had when it was at the bottom of a lake. Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Proper meth pie. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Not that it'd be too many. Maybe I'll be invited to the first one.
It's what you would imagine, essentially what you would imagine, a pub that's been sort of like closed and then like half burned down, squatted in by people with issues. That's kind of what the wizard sleeve looks like.
Okay.
You can't see Derek anymore.
Okay, then he'll pull out his stone of fast speech. Oh, no, he can't. No,
you can't see the crown person.
You get the house.
Okay, and then Keth will pull out his old stone of fast speech. Try and call Derek.
Can you do it like a perception check or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 18.
You hear like the ringing or buzzing or whatever of the stone of fast speech. And it's sort of coming from, you know, that secret special safe that we've got for all the ingredients and all that stuff.
Yes.
You know where that is. It's coming from that place.
Oh. So obviously, and then Kether realized that you haven't got you.
It's just a secret, like, it's just like
beer ingredients.
False drawer in the till that has a bunch of cranberries and stuff in it.
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's the ingredients for our beer.
Not the secret special place.
I was just going to say, what? Is this a very.
Something you just sort of like, let's just throw it in there and just see if it just keep moving and see if it allows it.
Essentially, I just wanted a hidden
thing. It's just like, what is going on?
Yeah. It's not Derek's anus.
Yeah, okay. Essentially, you
I feel like it should be.
You could find the stone of a secret safe, right, that he's got, but because we're working together at this place and have done for a long time, you would know where it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've been working on we've been producing our craft beers slowly. Mm. And then he sees that as he's trying to ring, he hears like the almost like maybe the ringing noise in his ear from his own stone of fast speech, and he sees the stone of fast speech of Derek just vibrating, and and then he stops the communication. Where the fuck is Derek? And then... how would I find him? No, he's not in the wizard's sleeve. He's not answering his phone. His stone. and then I guess he'll...
Cass,
more tired.
Any joy?
I can't find him. He's not in the sleeve. He's not answering his stone.
Oh, hang on. Let me try something. Jeff sort of pops his stone of fast speech into his pocket, pops it into the pebble of fast speech so he can still got communications with Keth, and he just presses a button on his phase time watch. He gets his phase time watch, which is linked to Derek's, out of his pocket, and this guy presses a button. Derek, please tell me you've got at least this on you. You've got three different communication devices. You've got to have something on you, mate.
Fucking hell, what is this now? Oh, sorry, Jeff.
There you are, thank God. We thought you died. Don't do this. We've had enough of people just disappearing on us randomly.
Listen, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Things have happened, Derek. Look, wherever you are, get yourself.
Yeah.
Get yourself to the Falling Glory.
The Krampus is a fucking meth head. Big things have happened.
Malrus is Milo. He's not even who he says he is. Bigger things have happened.
Malrus has Milo.
He is Milo. Get here now.
What the fuck? Where are you?
Back at the Falling Cleric. Get here quick.
I'm just glad I didn't do any meth yesterday. Careful. Otherwise, I'd be fucked.
Jeff puts his finger to his ear like some FBI agent. Yeah. Kev, we found him. Make your way back to Rendezvous Point Alpha and just hangs it at Stone Farm.
Thank the gods, I'm on my way.
Hang up. I'm going to clip it and then you the FaceTime watch shut and then use all of my actions to dash as fast as I can to the Rendezvous Alpha, I believe you call it.
Yeah.
Right, that was to him, though.
Yeah.
You actually just told me.
It, yeah.
What the fuck is Rendezvous Alpha? And I'm looking at all of the signs in the village, but they've all been taken for their scrap metal value.
All covered in Kev's recruitment signs.
Yeah.
Just little doodles of Kev everywhere.
Yes, you can.
So I reckon they arrive at, both Kev and Derek would probably get to us a similar time, and there's Jeff with Malrus in Jeff's cabin on the Fallen Cleric. But he sort of stood at the doorway. Malrus is putting us, go inside, sit on the bed or a big armchair in the room. In fact, there is a big armchair in the room. Chesterfield, even.
It's D&D.
The magical world of D&D. I want two Chesterfields. One's red. Lovely.
He's sitting just one. What's just I'm a different colour Chesterfield?
Have you bought them with slashes?
No, they came with it. It was great. Brilliant. It was beautiful. Already perfectly decked, exactly as my taste. It was great.
You should check out the wizard's sleeve, then.
Slashes. So by sitting in this red Chesterfield, then?
Yeah, you've got this.
I'll be playing with the dragon that's sort of running up and down my arm.
And as I'm at the doorway, I see Keth and Derek arrive, and I say, right, lads.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, I have some questions.
Let's ask some questions and see who we really have on board.
Are you walking through the door?
And we come into the room.
Hello, lads.
An invitation to interrogate your ruse to get kidnapped. Jeff and Myra's meet with Kane, who's not been the same since they got back. The big reveal, Myra's is Milo, the twin-tossed cobble thought to be dead. Cade is surprised. He killed him, Milo died, but he was inside the pebble instead. Timbers implores that their secret stay hidden, so Milo stays Maurus. Other talk is forbidden. Jack quickly tells Kev they cannot find Derek. All three finally meet aboard the Fallen Cleric. What stories to hear? What questions to ask? This halfling in an armchair. I guess you'll find out more next time on Rule Britannia.
Now that I have your attention, I haven't got any free beer on me at the moment. You might be lucky in the wizard's sleeve, but the only way to get there is by becoming a Roll Britannia Patreon. There are actually loads of bonus things all crammed into a few not-so-secret treasure chests that we've put together for you. That's right, you heard me correctly. You, yes you, can get your eager little hands on a monthly copy of the Daily Teledath, containing puzzles, comics, plenty of entertaining ads, as well as all the local news from the Bucks' home of Nassau. Maybe reading isn't your thing. Well, everyone who joins up gets to request their own personalised drawing done by one of the crew, so it may well be a bit crap. But you can also use your ears and hear how it all began for our Buccaneers in their prologue episodes, as well as monthly bonus audios discovering more about the intricate lives of the characters in our story. We love making the show, and if you love listening, you can be sure that every gold piece that you give us goes straight back into making the adventures even better. Thank you for joining us on our journey so far, and we will continue battling on every Wednesday for absolutely nothing. As in, like, the cost is nothing, not the journey's for nothing. Oh, God, I hope it's not for nothing. That would suck. Anyway, if you can spare a buck for us bucks, and please, only do it if you can. Follow the link in the description of the episode and join the Roll Britannia Patreon family today.
Red Dirt D&D brings you the world's greatest role-playing game with an Americana twist. The actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast featuring local actors and veterans of the game mixes fantasy and Wild West. Red Dirt D&D prides itself on bringing you the game like you've never heard it before, complete with original music and sound effects like a classic radio drama. We also work to keep the program short, only about 40 minutes, so you can easily listen while commuting or working out at the gym. Join four adventurers as they travel into the Caliban frontier in the original world of Ratoya. New shows drop every Wednesday and are totally free. You can listen to the latest episode and catch up with past performances on Google and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your favorite online programs. You can find out more information at Red Dirt D&D on Facebook, Twitter, and at reddirtdnd.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy's came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.